Come on in and welcome back, my friends. I am so excited to have you here with me today. You didn't land here by accident, so let's take a moment and let's get started. Now, today I was going in a completely different direction, but all I have to say is, but God. So I'll touch base a little bit more on that a little bit later in the show. So we're going to be diving in today to trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Welcome to Uncovering 33.3, where this isn't just a podcast. It's a place to feel seen, to feel heard, and to know deep down that you are loved. This is a place that was created with you in mind, a place where your story matters, where you can show up and not have to have yourself all put together. My name is Janelle Black, and it's truly an honor and a pleasure to share this space with you. If you listened to episode one, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, it means more to me than you could ever know. Now, if this is your first time with me, welcome. Come on in, settle in, get comfortable, whether in your car, in your home, you're right where you're supposed to be, right here, right now, for such a time as this. Now, before we get started, let's invite the Holy Spirit in. Let's take a moment, let's quiet the noise, let's silence everything, and let's welcome Him in, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, thank you for this space, for this moment, and for every single person who is listening. Lord, we invite you in today. We invite your presence into the conversation. We pray that you touch every person listening. We pray that your love is felt, that your purpose is known through every spoken word. May your hearts be open, your minds be renewed, and your lives be touched. In the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So now let's take a moment and let's talk a little bit about where we're going today. Today, we're going to be talking about Proverbs 3 and verses 5 and 6. So if you want to turn there with me, let's go ahead and get started. One of my most favorite foundational scriptures here, it says, let's read it together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Whew. Wow. Every time I read the Bible and every time I press in, the Lord just continues to show up and show out as He always does, which is why it is so important to, if you're searching and you're looking and you're asking, use God is our source, our provider. Now, I want to say today, with how this entire thing progressed, I was going to go one way and the Lord was like, nope, you're going this way. That it can be a little bit daunting. It can be a little bit like, wow, you want me to go this way, but I'm not prepared, but I'm not. And in the knots, it's not about the knot. It's about relying on Him. I mean, it says in here, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not some of your heart, all your heart. And then lean not in your own understanding, which tells me, He's telling you, don't lean on what you see. Don't lean on what you think. Don't lean on where you think you need to go. So just to be transparent with you, as I was talking at the very beginning, I had a completely different message, basically finished. And it makes me laugh because I'm like, OMG, just to think about it. Oh my Lord. When I went to go finalize it, it was completely gone. When I say gone, I mean vanished, poof, into thin air. Like, typically when something is deleted, there is a trail. There is a trail. But when I tell you, there was no trail. And I just had to stop, calm myself, and trust the ever-living God to know that there is a reason why that specific situation happened. So I'm going to tell you right now, are you in a situation where something happened that you didn't perceive or you didn't think it was going to go that way? It actually went a completely different way and you find yourself kind of raveling out of control going, oh my goodness, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? I'm going to reach out to you today, right here, right now, and tell you, peace be still. Silence the noise. And remember, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. I will tell you that this is one of the foundational scriptures or Bible verses that I lean on a daily basis. Because let's be real, things that come into us from the world, they come at so many different directions so quickly that sometimes you're like, it can be disguised as something that looks like it's from God, but in reality, is it really from God? So when you take it to the Lord, you have to trust in the Lord, not lean in your own and what you think, not lean in what it looks like, not lean in where it's going, but know that he is in charge of it. I built this podcast is because it is God's phone number. It is him that we seek. It is not our friend. It's not our family. Yeah, that's great. We can have mentors. We can have people that speak into us. But at the end of the day, who are you going to first? Are you seeking his face? Or are you seeking the world? Are you asking for his guidance? Or are you asking for the world's guidance? Lean not into your own understanding. I'm just going to say right now that all I hear when I hear that is surrender. And if you look up surrender, it means cease, resistance to an enemy or an opponent and submit to their authority. So today, I challenge you, submit the authority to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you do that and you understand that you really are not in control anyways, that is the thing that I've had to learn myself. Janelle, no matter how much you try to have things all figured out, you try to have all things put together, you try to be just fine, that isn't what I'm asking of you. What I'm asking of you is surrender that problem to me. Lay it at the altar. Give it to me. Allow me to show you who and what I am and how big I am that you cannot even comprehend. So in this, if we go back to this specific verse, it says, in all your ways, submit to him. Are you submitting your problem to him? Or are you taking it in your own strength? Trust me, I get it. I'm just as guilty. I try to take it back even when I lay it down. I try to take it back and go, oh, I can do it. And then it's like, no. That's not yours. So I challenge you, just give it to him. And trust me, it's easier said than done. I could not begin to explain. I totally get it. One of the things I absolutely love to do as well is to read scripture in more than just one translation. Because let's be real, sometimes we have so many things that come at us, like I said earlier, whether it be situations, whether it be trials, whether it be uncertainty, whether it be guidance that we're looking for him to order our steps. The most important thing is we want his will to be done in and through our lives, no matter what. So as we read the Bible and as we look at our Bible verses, I will say this, don't hesitate to look at the different translations, because one translation can give you a completely different meaning than another translation. I always love to read like the NIV, the NLT, the ESV, and then the very last one that I read to go very deep is going to be the Message. So I kind of want to do that here today with you. I want to dive in deeper. I want to go deeper because I don't want this just to be surface level. I don't want this to be just a checklist that we do here at Uncovering 33.3. I want us to be able to go deeper. I want you guys to be able to receive what the Lord is trying to put in front of you, and then you take it back to the Father and receive whatever it is that you want to receive from this particular episode. So right now, go ahead and turn to the Message version of Proverbs 3, again, verse 5 and 6. And I'm going to go ahead and read it here for you guys. It says, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, wherever you go." Now, I want to stop right there. In able for us to listen to his voice, we have to be still. And I don't know about you, but I sometimes have a hard time being still because I have 101 things that I have to do on any given time. However, if we want his voice and we seek his face and we want him to answer, maybe he's trying to answer us, but the problem isn't that he's not answering. It's that we're not still long enough for him to give us the word that he's wanting to give us. So I'm going to go back here and say, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Thank you, Lord. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst, your vines vasts will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. Wow, that is so packed. And wow, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that you know exactly what we need to hear at the exact time, at the exact moment. So if we go deep and we look at both of these versions, what I'm going to tell you is there is so much meat that you can get from this. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Wow. What I can say is this is so deep. It's all about trusting him with everything we own, our bodies, our finances, our material belongings, our children. Like, all I can keep going. But what I'm trying to tell you is, if you're wondering, Lord, where are you taking me? What are you doing in me? I'm going to tell you now. Just sit in his presence. Ask him as you would ask a friend, as if you would call him on the phone. But most importantly, be still to hear his voice. He speaks in many different ways, and maybe he's trying to speak to you today. Maybe there's things that I've said that have been confirmation for what it is that you've been asking for. So I say today, get in your quiet place, whether that's your car, whether that's your closet, whether that's your war room, and just ask and reach out to him. Now, if this message spoke to you, if it challenged you, I ask, hit subscribe, share it with a friend, because it may need it just as much as you do. But I'm going to tell you that God sees you exactly where you are, right in your room, right in your car, right where you are. Until next time, my friends, you are seen, you are heard, and most importantly, you are loved, very deeply loved by your Lord and your Savior. My name is Janelle Black. And this is Uncovering 33.3.